WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Robert Guillaume's career in TV sitcoms has been a long and steady exercise in upward mobility. In Soap, which ran from 1977 to 79, he played Benson, a sarcastic black butler who worked for a dim-witted white couple. Soap co-starred Richard Mulligan, Catherine Helmand, and Billy Crystal, but it was Guillaume who got the most attention and who was spun off into his own show. That new series didn't exactly win points for originality. It was called Benson, and it starred Guillaume as a sarcastic housekeeper who worked for a dim-witted governor. But by the time the series ended 7 years later, Benson had risen through the ranks, from household helper to state budget director, then to lieutenant governor, and finally, in the series' cliffhanger finale, to candidate for governor, running against his old employer. The show was canceled, so he never did learn who won. Starting this Wednesday, Guillaume is back in a new ABC sitcom, and signs of continued progress are all over the place. He plays a marriage counselor named Edward, but The Robert Guillaume Show has the star's name, not the name of the character he plays. The show is set in Edward's house, where he lives with his two teenage children and his father. His wife divorced him. And in the pilot episode, he interviews and hires a secretary, played by Wendy Phillips of A Year in the Life. In 10 short years, Guillaume has gone from Benson the servant to he's the boss.
Let's see now, you went to Wellesley. 3 foreign languages. A double major in sociology and Renaissance literature. I love Renaissance literature.
Renaissance literature? Yes, it's so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Wellesley is an excellent college. This is very impressive.
It's all lies.
Excuse me?
I made it up.
You didn't take Renaissance literature?
Gosh, I really wanted to.
The problem, as you may have noticed, is that the show isn't too funny. It isn't bad, but it isn't anything special either. Edward's living room looks like it was copied directly from blueprints of the Huxtable townhouse on The Cosby Show. And the only really effective scenes in the pilot are the ones between Guillaume and Hank Rollicky, who plays Edward's father.
Hey, what are you listening to?
Monk.
Monk who? Are you insane? There's only one Thelonious. What's the matter? You don't have any Louis Armstrong? Why would I want to listen to Louis Armstrong?
Because this man can't carry Louis spit valve.
Well, who'd want to?
One of this show's executive producers, Cy Rosen, was story editor of the old Bob Newhart show, the one where he played a psychologist. So we can expect some good scenes between Edward the marriage counselor and his clients. But the other executive producer of the Robert Guillaume show is Phil Margot, who co-wrote the Vanna White telemovie The Goddess of Love, so we can expect the worst. The most we can hope for, on balance, is that the show's sense of humor, like its star, will keep moving onward and upward. Based on the pilot, it's got a long way to go.